Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Francis de Sales was born in 1567 and ordained a priest in 1593. From 1594 to 1598, he was a missionary in Protestant territory, preaching to the Protestants of the Chablais region of France/Switzerland, and effected the return of some 70,000 souls to the Catholic Church. In 1602, he became the Bishop of Geneva, today Switzerland, but he was never able to actually reside in Geneva because it was controlled by the Calvinists. So his own diocese was for the most part in the hands of Protestants who at that time were very militant and made it impossible for him to govern a large part of his diocese. He left about 21,000 letters, so that's a whole bunch of letters. He was a very holy man and sought out for spiritual direction, which he pursued in many cases through writing letters patiently and with great love for souls, and also 4,000 sermons. He's the author of many works of theology and devotion, including the Introduction to the Devout Life and the Treatise on the Love of God. He died at the age of 55 in 1622, and is today a doctor of the Church, particularly the doctor of divine love. Knowing a little bit about St. Francis de Sales and how much his spirituality is based on love of God and confidence in God, it's difficult to believe that at a certain point in his life, early in his life, he had to go through a terrible trial and a temptation to despair, a temptation to lack confidence in God. This happened to him when he was studying in Paris at the age of 17, so this is 1584. At that time, he was already very well known for his holiness and for his virtue, and love of God was completely on his mind. That's what he lived for, to love God. Yet, again, God allowed this temptation. It was an intellectual temptation at first, and it was provoked by the error of the Calvinists. He was led to be tempted to think that God had predestined him, but not for salvation, but for damnation, and that there was nothing that he could do to be saved. No matter how much he loved God, God had somehow rejected him already. Irrational, but nevertheless, God allowed him to be tempted by this thought. This, of course, was a great suffering of soul for him, but also became a physical suffering for him. He lost his appetite, was unable to sleep, lost all his cheerfulness, and visibly became a wreck. While he was in this state of torment, all he was able to do is just pray to God, "Lord, I love you with my whole heart, and I will continue to love you even if I am to be damned in hell." However, again, that thought that, "Lord, there's nothing I can do to have salvation, there's nothing I can do to see you for all eternity," again, completely made him completely waste away. And he would pray to our Blessed Lady, "Mother Mary, am I never to see you in heaven? Am I never to adore God with you in heaven?" And he would pray to her, if that's to be the case, at least please don't allow me to have to blaspheme God and blaspheme you for all eternity. Again, that was his struggle. He loved God so much and suffered that he would not be able to see him. The temptation that he was facing lasted for a month, but at length the Lord was pleased to deliver him from it by means of the consoler of the afflicted, by means of our Blessed Lady. Again, throughout this temptation, notice that he kept praying to God, praying to Our Lady. Even though, again, he had this weird thought in his mind that he was going to be lost forever, he kept praying to our Lord and to Our Lady. One evening, when he was returning home from his university studies, he entered a church where he approached the altar of Our Lady, and at the altar of Our Lady on the wall, there was a little plaque with a prayer on it. And this prayer was the Memorare of St. Bernard. "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection was left unaided." So he prayed this to Our Lady. He prostrated himself before the altar of the Divine Mother and recited with deep feeling this prayer. He renewed the vow of chastity that he had made, promised to recite daily the Holy Rosary, and then added, "O my Queen, be my advocate with your Son, my mother, if in the other world I should be so unhappy as to not be able to love my Lord, whom I know is so worthy to be loved, at least obtain for me that I may love him as much as I can in this world. This is the grace that I ask of you, and from you I hope to obtain it." And praying this, he completely abandoned himself to the divine mercy, resigning himself entirely to the will of God. And hardly had he finished his prayer when his most sweet mother was happy to answer it and suddenly free him from temptation. He immediately recovered his interior peace and with it health of body, and from that time continued to live a most devout servant of Mary, whose praises and mercies he never ceased to proclaim in his preaching and writings to the end of his life. Again, turning to our Blessed Lady, the consoler of the afflicted, he was consoled in his affliction. Our Lady gave him back his peace of soul, gave him back his confidence in God, trust in God's mercy. And on his part, what St. Francis de Sales promised, he did for the rest of his life. He sought to love God with his whole heart in this world and to pray the Holy Rosary every single day in gratitude to our Blessed Lady, which he did, even in the most, even on the busiest days that he had as Bishop of Geneva, he always prayed the Holy Rosary. So this reminds us that, again, on the one hand, in this world we will have afflictions and tribulations, our Lord tells us that, but he also tells us, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So even in our tribulations, we must never cease to pray to our Lord and to our Blessed Lady. And it's through our Blessed Lady specifically and particularly that our good Lord wants to console us. So it's to her that we must go with all our woes, tribulations, anxieties, sufferings. Her we must ask to console us. To her we must pray, and especially the Holy Rosary, which she loves so much. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.